Judy Canova program will follow in just a moment.
What is the 14-day palm olive plan? Yes, what is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Ladies, it's easy. It has been proved to bring lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 women. Here's all you do.
3 times each day, clean your skin with palm olive soap. Then each time, take 1 minute more to massage palm olive's beautifying lather into your skin like a cream. Then rinse.
It sounds simple, but listen. 36 doctors proved this palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan really works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days. For a breath that sweeps and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Tooth Powder. And for a riot of fun, it's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful scatterbrain, Judy Canova.
Howdy, folks, howdy, and welcome to Rancho Canova. Well, sir, I sure had me a time today. I come into Hollywood to get me a turkey. I had to come in on the bus, and it was a half hour late. You know, they ought to call them things bustles instead of buses. They're always behind. That bus, it was sure crowded. They had a sailor on there, and he had one of them little candid cameras, you know, and he was snapping pictures all over the place. Well, sir, we went around the curve, and an awful, terrible thing happened. I swallowed the camera. Yeah, and now I have to sit home tonight in a dark room and see what develops. It really was crowded, though. As a matter of fact, it was so crowded, everybody had to breathe side saddle. You know, I got so tired of standing up, I finally says to a fella sitting there, I says, "Listen here, would you mind if I sat on your knee?" He says, "I wouldn't do that if I was you." I says, "You mean I'm too heavy?" He says, "No, I'm sitting on an old lady now." Well, sir, I finally got into Hollywood, and I headed straight for one of them markets for my turkey. I looked around there, and finally I seen a nice turkey, and I was feeling him all over, you know, to see if he's tender. And he turned his head, looked up at me, and he says, "Under the left wing, madam, it itches." That butcher, though, he was sure getting high prices for turkeys. I told him a thing or three, all right. Well, I complained so much, he finally handed me an egg, and he says, "Here, if you want a cheap turkey, take this home and set on it." The nerve of that butcher. Turned out to be a duck anyhow. And now, folks, I'd like to sing as my first song tonight, Fireball Mail. Here she comes, look at her roll. There she goes, eating that coal. Watch her fly, look at her sail. Let her bye, 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 fireball mail. Watch her go, look at her steam. See her blow, go whistle and scream. Like a hound wagging his tail. Look, that looks bound, bound, bound. It's a fireball mail. Hallelujah. Engineer, make it up time. Tracks are clear. Oh, look at her climb. See that frame clearing the rail. I bet she's late, 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 late. That's fireball mail. Watch her swerve. Look at her sway. Act that curve. Get that curve right out of the way. Watch her fly. Look at her sail. Let her fire, fire, fire. It's a fireball mail. Let her fire. Let her fire. Let her fire. Let her fire. It's a fireball mail.
Judy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Knauf. Say, did I tell you we were all going duck hunting tomorrow morning?
No, but you can count me in. Boy, I love duck hunting. By the way, Judy, have you got a gun?
Sure. I got everything but a hunting dog. Shucks, I wish I had my old hunting dog. You know, I had one of them little German dash hounds, but he died.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
He met his end going around a tree.
Good grief. What was that?
Gee, I don't know. Geranium. Geranium!
Come in, honey.
What in the world happened? I was cleaning a shotgun, honey, and I wanted to see if it was loaded. Well, you know that pretty swinging door between the kitchen and the dining room? The one with the bird's eye maple panels? Yeah, but they got a screen door there now. Say, Miss Judy, you know I sure wish my boyfriend Pomeroy was here to go hunting with us. I got a letter yesterday from him. He says he got shot an elephant that weighed 5,000 pounds.
Bull?
Well, he exaggerates a little. Geranium, stop that. Oh, but honey, he is a real good hunter. Well, I was with him one time and he shot a big grizzly bear. Shot the bear in the foot, knocked all his teeth out. Oh, now, wait a minute. If he shot the bear in the foot, how could he knock the bear's teeth out? Well, the bear was biting his nails at the time. Well, enough of this here talk. Come on, let's all go out in the corral and practice some shots. Come on, Mr. Niles and Geranium.
Yes, sir.
Oh, look, there's Sylvester over there by the barn. Sylvester!
Hello, Miss Judy!
Hi.
Gosh, I'm certainly sick of the smell of this stuff. Say, I've been spraying this rowboat with shellac to make it waterproof.
You ain't only spraying with shellac.
Oh, suffering succotash. You're always casting aspersions on my efforts. You'll sing a different tune tomorrow when you're sitting in a nice dry boat out in that soggy swamp.
God, Bailey, it's leaking already. Well, never mind the boat. I'm going to try a little target practice and sharpen up my shooting eye. Look, you see that old owl sitting up there blinking at us? Watch this. Shucks, I wish Grandpappy had quit roosting in them trees.
Judy, you certainly need some practice. Are your eyes bad?
What?
Eyes bad.
Oh, is it? Geranium, go pick an apple off that tree over there and put it on your head, and I'll shoot it off.
You going to shoot what off of who's which?
Now, listen here. There ain't nothing to be afraid of, Geranium. Don't you remember William Tell shot an apple off his son's head?
Yeah. Whatever become of that boy?
Now, don't act like a baby. Put the apple on your head and forget about it.
So why don't we try it on a watermelon first?
Are you kidding? Why, listen here. I can see the apple from here. It's that big round thing.
The big round thing is my head. That little thing on top of it's the apple.
Now, wait a minute, Judy. Are you sure you can do this?
Why, sure, Mr. Niles. Graham, stand there a minute till I find my glasses.
Glasses? That's all I want to know.
S.O.S. S.O.S. Now, look, I'll take a practice shot first. I'm going to shoot that moose out there in that field.
Some moose. You knocked the milk pail right out of under.
Judy, I think I better show you how to shoot that thing. You see that gong hanging on the barn? Well, watch this. There you are.
Oh, shucks, I can do that. Watch. Huh, that must have gone by way of Cucamonga. I'll try one more. Watch this. Mr. Niles.
That's the first time I ever heard a preview of a gun going off.
Well, that's enough practice. Get ready, Geranium.
Please, Miss Judy, let's call this thing off. Please don't shoot that thing at me. Put that pistol down, baby. Put that pistol down.
Why, Geranium, you're turning white.
Are you...